Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I hope everyone is doing as well as I am today. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and I am going to rejoice and be glad with it. And then tomorrow is Memorial Day. So I know the pastor would like to have a few comments regarding Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is one of the special days that we celebrate to remember those who have given their lives in service to our country and to remember those that have been a part of our church and have passed away and have moved on. We have had an impact on a number of people who have lived here and who have gone to church and who have participated and come a little bit closer to God's kingdom. This weekend, as you celebrate Memorial Day, I just want to try to put it in perspective, I guess it would be the best way to say it. During World War II, just one of the wars that we've been involved in, during World War II, 90 million people roughly were killed. 90 million. Three times the population of the state of Texas. Over a quarter of the population of the United States, just to get kind of the idea of what those numbers mean. The cost and the brutality was enormous. So today, when you're going to the lake, or this weekend when you're going to the lake, or grilling burgers with friends, what have you, go out and enjoy yourself. But take a little bit of time to remember the people who gave so much so that we would be able to do that. You may have noticed the flag on the communion table. When I was 11 years old, I saw two men fold that into a triangle and hand it to my mother. That's why I celebrate Memorial Day. Right? We need to remember that as we go through this service. So, okay, for a happier note, we like things happy also, don't we? We have a young man in our midst who's graduating high school. Now, Harley, if you'll come up, we want to celebrate him this morning. Jennifer, you and Larry come up with him. Harley's been a member of our church nearly from the beginning. They started coming very early on. Harley has been homeschooled, and they have an association. They are presenting him with his diploma. Harley has reached a point in his life where the world is about to change. I think there's a song by the Statler Brothers says things get complicated when you get past 18. Well, hang on. It's about to get complicated, you know. That's just part of life, but as Harley goes through that time, we want to recognize him and celebrate him, and you're going to present him with his diploma. And now my son, Colt.
So it is my pleasure to say a few words about the graduate and the occasion that this is. It's a big deal. It's no small thing, the reward for the work that's been put in, the hours of study and things of that nature. And true enough, your life is going to dramatically change going forward. Every choice that you make is going to veer your life in a different direction from now on, and I understand you're pursuing photography, and that's wonderful, but to be completely honest with you, you have no idea where God's going to take you.
That's right.
Amen. You just don't, and there's so many in this room that say, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I had no idea that I'd be standing, you know, right where I am doing what I am doing right now, but you will never regret going where God takes you.
Amen.
And I'll tell you the same thing that was told me when I was graduating. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. As we all have, you know, the same list in our head as young men when we graduate. We want to be independent, want to make money, want to have a good career, find a wife, be self-sufficient, be respected. You don't have to worry about all that. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and genuinely seeking to glorify God with your life, he will take you to exactly where you need to be, and you will be far happier for it. And I pray you listen to that verse far more than I did when I was your age. And with that, we're going to bow our heads here and have a word of prayer. Father God, we are so thankful for the generation that you are raising up among this church. God, we know that this world is fraught with difficulty, that sin is rampant, that there is hardship everywhere, God, but we are not afraid. We have faith, Lord, that whatever hardships may come, you're raising up exactly the people that you need in your kingdom to tackle them. God, we pray that Harley would be such a one, that you would keep your hand over him as he goes on into the future, that you would guide his path, that he would bury himself in your word and glorify your name with all of his life. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, it is time for our meet and greet. Jennifer, you and Larry won't go sit down. Harley, you stay right here. I'm going to invite everybody to come around and shake hands with Harley and congratulate him. If you see someone that you haven't had an opportunity to shake hands with yet, I encourage you at this time to greet them and let them know that you're glad they're here.